Hello, it's Thursday, April the 29th, and we are in the 11th chapter of Isaiah this morning, and some very famous lines of the righteous branch and of the wolf dwelling with the lamb, and the leopard lying down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. And this is a prophecy. It's a prophecy about the coming of a messianic kingdom, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But also, as it begins, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Jesse, of course, was David's father, and this is another reminder of God's promise to Judah that a Davidic king will always reign over the house of David. And ultimately, of course, that's Jesus, great David's greater son. The kingdom of Jesse will become a mere stump. If we're thinking of a tree, it's just a stump in the ground, because a day is coming when Sennacherib, the Assyrian king, will bring his troops to within an inch of Judah's life. And if it hadn't been for the intervention of God and the angel of death that we read about in Isaiah 36 and 37, when 185,000 Assyrian soldiers slept and died in their sleep, presumably. But God's kingdom is coming. It may just be a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. It's just a mere branch right now. But God has a plan, and that plan is to build his kingdom, the kingdom that cannot be broken, the kingdom that ultimately can never be shaken. The church of Christ, against which the kingdom of darkness can never prevail. The verses 6, 7, and 8, these verses, of course, are written above the entranceway to the United Nations building in New York, which is ironic in itself. But ultimately, this is a picture, I think, of the new heavens and new earth, where there will be peace and prosperity and love and so on, and removing, as it does, all of the obstacles in the path. It's a trajectory, it's a highway that leads from the 8th century BC through the coming of Jesus and into the depiction of the beauty and blessedness of the new heavens and new earth. It's set in a very special context of the 8th century BC and the political troubles that are part and parcel of the Middle East. But at the heart of it is God's enduring covenant promise that he made with David in 2 Samuel 7. And that is the Christmas story, but it's also seeing the future, the ultimate future, and the ultimate peace and blessing of the new heavens and new earth that Isaiah will mention in his closing two chapters in Isaiah 65 and 66. But we're a long way off from there. Fun Facts Friday tomorrow, and I'll see you again next Monday when we'll pick up the 12th chapter of Isaiah. Have a wonderful day.